Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses what he calls outside forces of hampering the UN peace efforts in Syria. Lavrov has called this counterproductive. Meanwhile, the first group of UN observers are in Syria to start their mission. The UN Security Council has approved the deployment of 30 monitors to the country. Presidential candidates disqualified from running for Egypt's presidential election in May are waiting to see whether their appeals will be reviewed. The Electoral Commission has barred 10 of the 23 registered candidates. One main disqualified contender is former intelligence chief Omar Suleiman. Women and children have taken to the streets in Pakistan's southwestern city of Quetta to condemn the recent wave of targeted killings of Shia Muslims. The protesters chanted slogans against the government and the law enforcement agencies for their failure to curb the killings in the provincial capital of Balochistan. About 1,600 Palestinians in Israeli jails have launched an open-ended hunger strike to protest dire prison conditions. Meanwhile, thousands of people in occupied Palestinian territories have taken to the streets, observing the Palestinian Prisoners' Day. Israeli troops have attacked the marchers in the occupied West Bank. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran's armed forces will give a firm response to any aggression. Ahmadinejad made the comment at a ceremony marking Iran's Army Day. The Iranian army units have displayed their defense capabilities on the occasion. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Congress to strengthen federal supervision of oil markets. Obama wants to increase penalties for market manipulation. The White House says this is aimed at detecting and deterring illegal manipulation by energy speculators. Obama's plan to curb energy prices will cost an estimated $53 million. 5 months after the downfall of Libya's former leader, Muammar Gaddafi, people still keep various weapons to protect themselves. The weapons range from pistols and machine guns to rocket-propelled grenades, all from former government troops' arsenal. The owners denied that this would cause any risk to the society. And a fairy penguin has been reunited with his fellow animals after being stolen by three men from an Australian theme park in a late-night prank. The men put Dirk in a local river after stealing him from the SeaWorld on the Golden Park. They've been charged over the theft.